KQED.
The wealthy Silicon Valley suburb of Los Altos has some of the best schools in California. 10 years ago, the Los Altos School District closed a local elementary school. That prompted upset parents to form their own charter school. Now that charter has grown so big, it needs a larger campus. Lillian Manjo reports the battle over space is creating a bitter rift in an otherwise tranquil community.
Christine Kiney lives in Los Altos, perched in the hills above Silicon Valley. When she first moved to town, she decided to send her daughter to Bullis Charter School. The program just seemed like a good fit, she says.
When I joined Bullis, I had no idea that it was going to be so divisive. Perhaps I was naive, but I think it's really, it's torn the community apart, and I think it's made it seem like you have to lose for me to win.
In fact, that's exactly what it's like. The charter school and the district are in a battle over a limited number of classrooms. Whose kid sits in which classroom has become a matter of intense public teeth gnashing. Noah Massell has two children in the district public schools.
The district has an obligation to all of the children who attend schools in the district. And the charter school leadership appears to want to put the children who attend the charter school in the front of the line.
But the charter school is outgrowing its current digs. Bullis is housed in a set of portable classrooms. And as parent and legal advisor to Bullis, David Spector, puts it,
this school is growing in enrollment far faster than the district, even with the inadequate facilities that are provided. If the district provided adequate facilities, it would be growing even faster.
The district does have a legal obligation to provide the charter school with a reasonably equivalent campus. And as the charter school parents are quick to point out, the district has not met that standard. But it's a high standard here, where property values are astronomical. Schools are built on leafy 10-acre plots worth millions of dollars, and they're not easily replicable.
There's probably a perception outside of our district that this is just a rich bunch of rich people kind of sniping at each other and fighting over lovely facilities. And why should we care?
Daryl Odnert has a daughter at a district school. He says he stayed out of the argument until last spring. That's when it was suggested that his daughter's campus be turned over to the charter.
If you have a school district that's not performing well, that people should be able to create charter schools to compete with what the public schools are doing. But for another group to kind of come along into a district where all of the public schools are performing well and to be able to use that same law, that just doesn't feel right.
Do you believe that charter schools should only be allowed to be in a district with a certain threshold of API scores? That's not what charter school law was designed to do.
Anne Marie Gallagher is a Bullis Charter School board member. API scores are the number California assigns schools based on how well they're doing. Both Bullis and Los Altos district schools score off the charts. This part of the argument is just one of many, many, many points of disagreement among Los Altos parents. The argument turns up everywhere you go in town. Los Altos Town Council member Courtney Corrigan has three sons at Bullis.
It's just dissolved into sort of this real ugly sand-throwing, even childish at times, that's a good analogy, sand-throwing. It's just been ugly.
Agreeing to disagree is out. Neighbors have stopped talking to neighbors. Polite people don't bring up their kids' elementary school at dinner or cocktail parties. And people heading to the weekend farmer's market leave their school sweatshirts at home. Longtime Los Altos resident Jeannie McVicker says the histrionics set a poor example for the community's children.
All I can think of when I see anything in the papers or hear anything is I sing the song, Teach Your Children Well, and that's what makes me sad.
The Los Altos superintendent has now appointed a new task force. Its goal will be to find a solution that will allow the grown-ups to stop shouting and the children to keep learning. For KQED News, I'm Lillian Manjo.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.